This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Last week's wave of U.S. airstrikes in Iraq aimed at pounding targets associated with almost 170 attacks by Iranian-backed militias on U.S. forces in the region appears to be expanding the fissure between Washington and Baghdad. VOA's Jeff Selden reports.
The Pentagon rejected Iraqi allegations that those killed were with the Iraqi security forces.
As we conduct these strikes, we are very focused on Iranian-backed proxy groups.
Major General Pat Ryder.
We're striking terrorist groups that are supported by the IRGC.
Ryder says Baghdad is a valued ally, adding the U.S. is not planning for a long-term military campaign against the militias in Iraq and Syria. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is meeting with Saudi Arabia's crown prince at the start of his fifth visit to the Middle East since the outbreak of the war in Gaza. The United States on Monday expressed its disappointment at Hungary's ruling party blocking an opportunity for a vote on Sweden's bid to join NATO. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel expressed the U.S. sentiment on Hungary blocking Sweden from joining NATO.
Hungary is the last NATO ally to ratify NATO's membership, and we're glad that Hungary's parliament held that session today. At the same time, we are disappointed that the ruling party blocked the opportunity for a vote by boycotting the session.
Hungary is the only NATO country not to ratify Sweden's membership application, a process that requires the backing of all members, souring relations with the United States and raising concerns among its allies. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
More at voanews.com.